Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every day just for you. Got a brand new video up right now. Brand new poll question, new one up every week. Every new video, new poll question every week. And every day there are new podcasts, new articles, new Brain Trust members to introduce you to, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of things there that will help you. My blog is there and all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about what happened in the last few days in Europe, because as you've heard me say before on the show, to Americans, when we watch what's going on in Europe, we're watching our movie. We're watching our own movie before it comes out. We can literally watch Europe and watch our own future. You know the old canary in the mine shaft story, where the miners would take canaries down in the mine with them because canaries were much more susceptible to dangerous gas than humans were. So if they looked over and the canary was laying in the bottom of the cage, they knew it was time to get out, right? Well, Europe is America's canary. And over the weekend, Europe got worse. The French kicked out Sarkozy, the more conservative, if there is such a thing, conservative politician in Europe. Not saying he was a great leader. I'm not saying he did all the things he could do, but at least he was attempting to turn around the country in the face of a lot of problems that they've got, a lot of sovereign debt. You know about all the sovereign debt problems that the Europeans have. Well, they kicked him out, and they put in a socialist who wants to raise taxes on the rich and on businesses, which is basically doubling down on the problems that got them into the situation they're in right now. So we need to look at what's going on over there. The Eurozone is a really tough, it was a good idea, and it still may be a good idea. I think it was good that they are able to, it helped them, creating the Eurozone, 27 nations of the Eurozone, helped them trade with each other better, and I think that was a good idea. But when they came together with their Euro currency, which is about 12 or 13 years old now, the Euro dollar, when they did that and they put all of their fiscal world together, but each country allowed to create its own debt and to manage itself the way they can manage themselves, and as Greece did and as Ireland did and in Italy, etc., they amassed this huge amount of debt, and the debt was for the purpose of funding their socialistic tendencies. For example, being able to retire at 50 from a government job. How about having government jobs that probably never should have been created so you can give people a job? And they had to borrow the money to fund those jobs because those jobs didn't produce anything. Well, ultimately, socialism, folks, doesn't have a job. Socialism is only a consumer. It doesn't produce anything. And so ultimately, when you have that level of socialism, which Greece had and which Italy has and France has and Spain too, when you have that much socialist programs and policies, ultimately you're going to run out of money. You can borrow money for a while, but eventually you're going to run out of money, and then you're going to run out of the ability to borrow money. Same thing happens in businesses. We've seen it here. I've had this to happen. I've seen it happen in businesses all my life. It's just, it's math, folks. It's simple math. And so now we have a situation in Europe where they have, they're very upside down with their sovereign debt. They're in big trouble over there. They're in a recession, basically. The Eurozone is, if not all, many of the countries are in a recession, a true recession right now. And they got bank problems, et cetera, et cetera. They've got demographic problems. They don't have enough young people coming along to pay for the bills that that socialism is running up. Now, and so now over the weekend, there were several elections. The most notable one was the one in France, where they kicked out the conservatives and put in the socialists. That's not a good thing for the Eurozone. And it's going to be a problem over there because they can't fund socialism with more socialism. America needs to learn that lesson too. We have socialistic tendencies in our country, and some of them, many of them are for the right reasons, to help the people who can't help themselves. I get that. But eventually, socialism can't be, socialism won't fund itself, and we've got to pay for all those services. And the only way to pay for those services is with production. And America, in 2012, America is going to have to decide which way we want to go. Do we want to be more like Europe, or do we want to be more like America? And that's the reason I say that this year is a tipping point year in America. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.